This is the Wikipedia page for universe people. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding you to subscribe. So come on, everybody. Let's get with it. Let's be universe people together. By the way, I haven't read this article, so I don't know if that is a positive or negative thing.
I have a feeling it's going to be a negative thing.
All right.
All right. Universe people. Universe people, or cosmic people of light powers, is a Czech and Slovak UFO religion founded in the 1990s and centered on Ivo A. Benda.
Okay, I apologize for calling everybody universe people.
Yep. Their belief system is based upon the existence of extraterrestrial civilizations communicating with Benda and other contactees since October 1997 telepathically and later even by direct personal contact. They are considered to be the most distinctive UFO religion in the Czech Republic. Wow, imagine having that honor.
Following the mass suicide of the members of the cult Heaven's Gate in 1997, the universe people attracted the attention of Czech media as a group with similar ideology and potential to commit similar acts. The probability of this development has diminished in later years, 2004. On several occasions, the group also managed to appear in the Czech and Slovak mass media.
History. Ivo A. Benda began his public activities in the middle of the 1990s. He has organized more than 180 lectures, visited by more than 12,000 people, according to his own words. In 1997, he published the book Rozhovory s Husenim Ode Mich Pratel z Vesmiru, Interviews with Instructions from My Friends from the Universe. At the beginning of the 2000s, he managed to penetrate the mass media. He appeared in the Nova TV and in the Czech Television, Czech State Broadcasting Channel. Some of the visitors of his public lectures considered his speeches as a perfect mystification or joke. However, psychiatrists labeled his performances as a bizarre psychotic delusion. From 1998 to 2000, the ideology of the universe people was close to sectarianism, with the central idea of coming cosmic catastrophe and evacuation of people to another planet. However, their later efforts moved to defense against the attacks of negative extraterrestrial beings called Saurians or lizard people. Oh my god, again with the lizard people.
I think that is a similar thing, but from a different place. Mm-hmm. The Saurians. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, enough of lizard people. In the second half of the 2000s, Ivo Benda and his group became more publicly known also in Slovakia. In 2007, the Slovak private television channel TVJOJ reported that the universe people sent instructions on how to defend against attacks of evil extraterrestrial entities to the Slovak Ministry of Defense. Oh, that's very helpful. The envelopes also contained suspicious materials, which alarmed the Slovak military police and security services. One of the buildings of the ministry was evacuated. These envelopes contained instructional CDs and promotional materials of the group. Ivo Benda stated on TV, "If you are attacked by a lizard man from an outer world, the Ministry of Defense should defend the people, shouldn't it? Or do you consider those lizard people as friends?" The suspicion of a security threat was unproven. I have no idea if that was even close to an accent.
I was wondering the same thing. Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this quick message while you clear out your homes of suspicious materials.
Thank you for listening to that message. And remember, the suspicion of a security threat was unproven.
Ideology. According to Benda, extraterrestrial civilizations operate a fleet of spaceships led by Ashtar Galactic Command orbiting the Earth. They closely watch and help the good and are waiting to transport their followers into another dimension. The universe people's teachings incorporate various elements from ufology. Some foreign contactees are credited, though often also renounced after a time as misguided or deceptive. Christianity, Jesus was a fine vibrations being, and conspiracy theories, forces of evil are supposed to plan compulsory chipping of the population.
Benda based his philosophy on information from many independent books, including Angels and Starships, Giorgio Di Botanto, Inside the Spaceships, George Adamski, Bringers of the Dawn, Barbara Marciniak, and others. He also adopted parts of Swiss citizen Billy Meyer's philosophy. However, Benda's philosophy is in some points in conflict with Meyer's, and Meyer has declined any contacts with Benda and does not recognize his movement. Ooh, cold shoulder.
Yeah, true. Members of the movement distrust modern technologies and control mechanisms of the society. They consider mass media to be a tool of oppression and manipulation. Despite this, Benda often seeks contact with journalists to tell his ideas to the public. They often have problems with copyright infringement because Benda has declared that the only copyright owners are the universe creatures, who do not consider it important. The movement also wants to abolish money.
I think that the saddest thing about delusion is that people view themselves as the hero. And so he, from his point of view, he's just doing his very best to help everybody.
Yeah.
And from our point of view, we're just like, that guy's kind of his gourd. Opponents and cultural impact. Opponents consider Benda and some more active of his followers to be mentally ill and the universe people to be a potentially dangerous cult. According to Zoenek Wojtyszek from the Anti-Cult Society for Studying of Sex and New Religious Movements, the movement represents a possible danger because of its religious background and similar features with Christianity.
In 2000, Benda announced the organization of the First World Symposium of Love, held at the Prague Castle under the auspices of the president Václav Havel. Havel's office denied his claims. Benda later stated that 3 months before the symposium, Havel had said that he would attend, but later changed his mind.
The group's enthusiastic propaganda on the internet, a large website in garish colors, including spam, the nature of their recorded messages, as well as attempts to comment on every aspect of life and appropriate any popular notion, life in the Matrix, for example, has built it an internet cult, following who make fun of it and even visit Benda's frequent rambling public lectures.
Wow.
Yep. That is something. He's, you know, he started his own religion, which he believes, but it's just that, like, he's going to keep doing it because he's like, even if they make fun of me, I'm just doing the right thing, he thinks, protecting the earth, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, he feels like he's doing what he needs to do to protect us.
And it's very easy for people to fall prey to joining a cult.
Yes, and we'll understand when the Ashtar Galactic Empire shows up, you know? The Ashtar Galactic Command shows up. We'll know. We'll get
it. We'll understand. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Then we'll be like, oh, we should listen to this dude. And now, if they actually do show up and they hear this recording, I'll feel like a double dummy.
And that's all that really matters. This has been the Wikipedia page for Universe People. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please don't forget to rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts. It would really help us out. And finally, don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your secret UFO cult.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, please let us know. We will read it.